This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deobasa's electoral alliance was formed for safeguarding the constitution. Election Commission begins monitoring of parties and candidates' expenditure details as election campaign enters second phase. National Assembly Special Committee furnishes 99-point federalism execution recommendations. Nepal to export 22 megawatt more energy to India. And Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan recovering after being shot and wounded at a protest rally. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deoba has claimed that the electoral alliance was formed to defend the constitution. Addressing an election gathering organized by the Democratic Left Alliance in Dadeldhura yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba said, due to the special political environment in the country, the five-party alliance got solidly unified for the election. Prime Minister Deoba said the five-party alliance was the outcome of the attempts to dissolve Parliament unconstitutionally. The Election Commission has started election expenditure monitoring as the parties and leaders kick off the election campaign. Commission spokesperson Shaligram Sharma Paudel said the candidates must submit the details of election expenses, including the cost of organizing gatherings, within 15 days from the voting day. The Commission has also asked the Nepal Police and National Intelligence Bureau to submit a report after monitoring the expenses of the political parties and leaders. President Vidya Devi Bhandari has expressed a belief that the upcoming House of Representatives and Province Assembly election would be held in a fearless environment. During an interaction with the Chief Election Commissioner and officials at the Election Commission yesterday, the President hoped that the Commission would not leave any stone unturned to conduct the election in free and fair environment. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says that all should involve making progressive power win the federal and provincial elections. Addressing a program organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Dahal urged the leaders and cadres not to take his election as a general election, as this election was different from the other elections. The Federalism Implementation Study and Monitoring Committee under the National Assembly has furnished 99-point recommendations in 12 different themes. Committee Coordinator Kim Lal Depkota said the committee recommended amending the duties and responsibilities of the three tiers of the government, citing a lack of clarity on their jurisdiction. Likewise, the committee has recommended limiting the number of province ministers to 10% of total assembly members, but not bringing it down below 5. The committee has also recommended completing police adjustment, acknowledging the independent power of province to look after province police and law and order in the province. The report has recommended reducing the number of employees at the federal level by half, but increasing the number of employees at the local and provincial levels. The Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, has received approval from India to export 22 megawatts of power produced by Chilime Hydropower Company. Suresh Bahadur Bhattrai, the spokesperson of the authority, confirmed that the approval was obtained on October 31st from India's Central Electricity Authority to export more power to India. With this approval, Nepal now would export 386 megawatt of power to India. As per the data released by the Nepal Electricity Authority last month, the power export to India had exceeded 1 billion units, and the latest data are expected to be released soon. Executive Director of the Authority, Kulman Kising, expressed confidence to get permission from India to export more power from Nepal in days to come. From the export of surplus power, Nepal has earned nearly 8 billion rupees in the past 5 months. President Vidya Devi Bhandari is visiting Mustang today. is scheduled to visit the religious site Muktinath and unveil a statue of Lord Buddha as well as to lay the foundation stone for the construction of the statue of Lord Vishnu. Chief District Official of Mustang, Netra Prasad Sharma, said the President Bhandari will reach Mustang at 8 a.m. today. The political parties have raised the issue of green hydrogen with priority in the election manifesto prepared in view of the November 20 elections. CPN Maoist Centre associated with Left Democratic Alliance in its manifesto has given space to the issue of establishing hydrogen plant within next 5 years with importance. In view of the increasing energy crisis in the world, the CPN Maoist has incorporated the issue of developing necessary policy and institutional structure. Nepal last month organized a green hydrogen summit that aimed to explore alternative sources of energy. Nepal during COP26 last year made a commitment to become carbon neutral by 2045 AD. Tourism entrepreneurs from three provinces have decided to work together and introduce tour packages for the promotion of tourism. The Nepal Association of Tour and Travel Agents Market Chapter announced this after organizing a 4-day tour product development and ticketing training. Central Secretary at Nepal Association of Tour and Travel Agents, Yuvika Bhandari, said that a training would be fruitful in preparing skilled human resources in the field of tourism. You are listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Pakistan's ousted Prime Minister Imran Khan has survived a gun attack on his convoy while holding a protest march in the eastern city of Wazirabad. He was wounded in the leg when a burst of gunfire hit his vehicle. One person was killed and at least 5 others were injured. There was no immediate official comment on the motive for the attack, which allies say was an assassination bid. The protest march had been called to demand early elections. 70-year-old Khan was leading the march, which was meant to end in the capital, Islamabad. The former international cricket star turned politician was seen being taken to a hospital in Lahore. A party spokesperson said he had been hit in the shin. Iranian security forces have opened fire on crowds near Tehran, marking the 40th day of mourning for a woman shot dead while protesting. Video showed thousands walking along routes to reach the grave in Karaj of Hadiz Najafi, who has become a symbol of anti-government unrest in Iran. State-run media say rioters killed a militiaman and injured 10 police. But witnesses told the BBC that the security forces attacked protesters with shotguns, tear gas and machetes. Now the sports update. Pakistan defeated South Africa in yesterday's match of the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup that is ongoing in Australia. In the match played at Sydney, Pakistan made 185 for the loss of 9 wickets in the allocated 20 overs after winning the toss and batting first. South Africa had revised the target of 142 runs in 14 overs after Duckworth Lewis method was applied following a rain stoppage. South Africa could make only 108 runs for the loss of 9 wickets, losing the match by 33 runs. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in Sudur Paschim province along with the hilly regions of rest of the province and mainly fair. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 24.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again.
Prime Minister Sherbadu Deoba says electoral alliance was formed for safeguarding the constitution.
Election Commission begins monitoring of parties and candidates' expenditure details as election campaign enters second phase. National Assembly Special Committee furnishes 99-point federalism execution recommendations. Nepal to export 22 megawatt more energy to India. And Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan recovering after being shot and wounded at a protest rally. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.